好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始今天的信息之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又把你的儿女聚在一起，让我们来听你的话语，一起来敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that you gathered your children together here to worship you.
主，就求着你的圣灵引导我们今天的敬拜。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit guide us during our worship.
没有主你的引导，我们不会明白你的话语，也不会明白你的旨意。
Without your guidance, we cannot understand your words or your will.
离了你，我们什么也不能做。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
求主你今天就与我们同在。
Lord, we ask you to be with us today.
让我们的敬拜能够达到你的面前。
So that our worship will reach to you.
我们在祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
有这样一个格言是这样讲。
There's a proverb to say like this.
说要想建立一个家庭，必须要有妻子和丈夫。
If we want to build a family, there should be a husband and wife.
要想建立一所学校，必须有学生和老师。
If there's a school need to be built, there should be teacher and students.
要想建立一支军队，必须有将军和士兵。
If there's an army, there must be soldiers and generals and
soldiers. 要想建立一个国家，必须要有君王和国民。
If there's a nation, there must be a king and his people.
以色列作为一个国家，从亚伯拉罕的一个家庭开始，进而成为一个大国。
Israel as a country, start from Abraham, become a great nation.
他经历了大卫王朝的统一，经历了所罗门时代的兴盛，南北国的分裂，后来被亚述和巴比伦灭亡，最后被罗马帝国统治。
It experienced through King David established the country and Solomon as the king also, and also later on when they worshipped the idol and it was destroyed by their neighbor country and they were deported to Babylon.
从南北国灭亡到罗马帝国的统治，犹太人一直在盼望他们心目中的弥赛亚的到来，带领他们赶出消灭奴役他们的外邦，重新建立他们的国家。
From the north part of the country and south part of the country was destroyed, and the Roman soldiers came in and continued to do the damage to this country.
他们的盼望不是空想的，而是蛮有根据的，因为他们相信圣经，相信先知的预言。
But the Israelites, they still keep their hope because their hope is not baseless. They have God's word speak to them as through the prophet to tell them that their country will be rebuilt one day.
然而忽然有一天，他们素来盼望的弥赛亚亲自向他们显现，他们却不接受他，拒绝他。
But one day when the long-waiting Messiah came, they do not accept him and rejected him.
直到今日，犹太信教的信徒们呢，还在等候他们心目中的弥赛亚。
Until this day, some of the Israelites, they believe the Judaism, they still waiting for their Messiah to come.
不承认拿撒勒人耶稣就是旧约中所预言的弥赛亚。
They do not accept the Jesus from Nazareth as their Messiah that prophesied in the Old Testament.
为什么？
Why?
因为犹太人想象中的弥赛亚是一位民族英雄，是一位大能的勇士，也是一位尊贵的君王。
Because in their imagination, their Messiah is a warrior, is a great king, is a glorious king.
他本应当带领他们的国民犹太人进行一场轰轰烈烈的革命，推翻罗马帝国的统治，建立他们自己的国家。
He should lead his nations to conquer the Romans and destroy the Romans and build their own glorious country.
然而，通过上一次的信息，我们看到。
But through last week's sermon, we can see this.
当弥赛亚显现的时候，他没有带领犹太人进行轰轰烈烈的革命。
When the Messiah came, he didn't lead the Israelites start this great revolution.
就是默默地来到约旦河旁，受约翰的洗，尽诸般的义。
But he came to the river of the Jordan to get baptized by John the Baptist.
受圣灵的膏，彰显他的身份，满得父神的喜悦。
He was baptized by the Spirit and pleased God his Father.
他也受撒旦的试探，在旷野四十昼夜，忍受饥饿、孤独、恐惧，最后的击败了撒旦。
He also experienced Satan's temptation in the wilderness, but finally he destroyed all the Satan's test and pleased his father.
他这一切的目的都是为了服从父神的旨意，完成他在地上救赎的事工。
The purpose that he do all this is because he wants to accomplish his father's will and complete the salvation on earth.
从今天的信息一直到马可福音的最后，我们会看到弥赛亚的事工从开始到结束。
From today's sermon until the end of the book of Mark, that we can see Jesus' ministry on earth.
是如何成就他的救赎之功的。
How he accomplished his salvation plan.
我们今天首先看弥赛亚事工的开始。
Today we want to take a look at the beginning of his ministry.
这就是我们刚才读的圣经，马可福音一章14到20节。
This is what we just read from the Mark chapter 1, 14 to 21.
这段经文是告诉我们，耶稣基督在加利利传福音和呼召了他首批的门徒。
And this paragraph tells us that Jesus was spreading gospel around the region of Galilee and calls the disciples for himself.
我想分为两点来考察。
I want to discuss this with 2 points.
那么第一就是耶稣基督在加利利传神的福音，这是14到15节。第二点就是耶稣基督到他首批的门徒，就是16到20节。
Firstly, is from 13 to 15 that Jesus Christ is proclaiming the gospel of God in Galilee. And the second is he calling his first disciples from verse 16 to 21.
我们先看耶稣基督他在加利利海旁传福音。
First, we take a look at Jesus is proclaiming the gospel at the Sea of Galilee.
我们先看第14节。
Verse 14.
他就说，约翰降天以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God.
这里首先告诉我们，耶稣基督开始这个事工的时间。
This tells us that the time that Jesus begins his ministry.
耶稣是什么时候开始在加利利传福音、神的福音的？
When did he start the proclaiming in the Galilee?
那么以后这个词在这里非常的重要。
And after this word is very important here.
根据马可福音一章九节，耶稣是从加利利的拿撒勒来到约翰施洗的地方，在那里受约翰的洗。
According to verse 9, it's at that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John.
受圣灵的膏，并在旷野受撒旦的试探，并击败撒旦。
He was baptized by the Spirit, anointed by the Spirit, and destroyed the Satan's temptation.
他是在施洗约翰下接以后，他回到加利利开始他的事工。
And he came back to the ministry after John the Baptist was murdered.
从马可福音一章第七节，我们也知道，约翰知道在他以后。有一位比他能力更大的要来。
From verse 7, we also know that John the Baptist clearly knows that there's one greater than him will come.
这位后来要来的要用圣灵给人们施洗。
And this one will baptize people with spirit.
那么以后这个词在这里呢，它既表示一个时代的结束，又表示一个新时代的开始。
And the word afterwards is the mark of the ending of an era and also the beginning of another era.
随着施洗约翰事工的结，随着施洗约翰事工的结束呢，标志着旧约的终结。
And at the end of the ministry of the John the Baptist, this is the beginning, marks the conclusion of John's ministry.
也随着耶稣事工的开始，标志着新约及神国的到来。
And for the beginning of Jesus' ministry, this word tells us this is Jesus start his ministry.
就像路加福音十六章十六节告诉我们的，耶稣对法利赛人说。律法和先知到约翰为止，从此神的国的福音传开了，人人努力要进去。
Just like it was said in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 16 says, the law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it.
所以这里告诉我们，约翰的出现、事工，以及他下界，以及弥赛亚的显现和他的事工的开始，这一切的发生都不是偶然的。
This tells us that John the Baptist's appearance and he's being put into prison and everything afterwards happened is not just happened and by chance.
这是神完全的护理，时间、季节都是神所命定的。
And this is all because of God's providence, the time, the place.
都是在旧约里面预言，在新约里面得到印证的。
This all prophesied in the Old Testament and also being fulfilled in the New Testament.
这里还告诉我们耶稣在传什么。
And this here also tells us what did Jesus proclaim.
他在传神的福音。
He is proclaiming the good news of God.
这告诉我们福音的源头，它不是人编造的，它是从神那里来的好消息。
This tells us the origin of the gospel. It is not man-made. It is from God.
而耶稣自己就是神，他是亲自传他自己的福音。
And Jesus Christ, He Himself is God. He is proclaiming His own gospel.
我们再看第十五节。
And let's look at verse 15.
对不起，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
这节经文告诉我们，耶稣基督所传的福音的主题是什么？
This verse tells us the main point, the theme of Jesus Christ's gospel.
他说日期满了，这里的日期是指一个特定的历史时刻已经出现。
Here the time has come. The time is a specific time happened in history.
这个神所命定的时间节已经到来了。
It is a time that is ordained by God.
虽然它包含一个旧时代的结束，但是它所强调的就是一个新时代的开始。
This tells us the end of an old time, but also marks the beginning of a new time.
它告诉我们一个真理，就是历史是神掌控的，是神书写的，关于他创造的和护理的历史。
This tells us the truth that God Himself wrote the history, and He providently provides everything for life.
那么就像历史这个词的英文书写就是 history， 那它是关于他的故事。
The word in English for history, this word is his story.
那么加拉太书四章四节告诉我们，及至时节满之后满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
This is also stated in the book of Galatians chapter 4 that.Verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
那么我们现在知道，全世界所公用的日历都是以耶稣降世那个年代作为一个分界点。
But we know that the calendar we use all over the world that is marked by Jesus Christ's birth.
所以我当我们在讲一个日期的时候，我们总是在讲这公元前、公元后，或者是主前、主后。
When we say a year, we always say BC or AD, but before Christ or after AD is after.
可见耶稣降世这件事情对全世界是有何等大的影响。
And this tells us that Jesus' birth is so important for the world.
这里说神的国近了，它并非是说神的国不远了，或者快来到了。
And here it says the kingdom is near. It's telling us that the kingdom is not far away.
它真正的意义是说神的国已经来到了。
And it tells us the kingdom has already come.
旧约中所应许的神的国已经随着耶稣基督降世来到了这个世界上。
And the kingdom that prophesied in the Old Testament already came along Jesus' birth.
那么犹太人所期盼的弥赛亚已经来到了。
And the Messiah that the Jews are longing for has come.
那么这里面神的国来到世上，它是指神为了表明他的救赎亲自来到这个堕落的世界，住在罪人的中间。
And here it says the kingdom of God has come. That means God Himself came to this world and live among His people.
现在我用家跟教会，我们可以做个比方。
Now I want to use the family and church to illustrate my point.
我们知道家是指全体家庭成员的集合，它并非指你所住的居所。
We know that family is the, all the members in the family, not just the place that you live.
是因为你的家庭朋友住在这里，这里才成为你的家。
Because your family members live in this building, that is called a family.
而教会是信耶稣的人聚在一起的集合。
And church is all the people that believe in Jesus Christ, that they gather together.
它并非是一个建筑物。
Not a building.
是因为信耶稣的人在这个建筑物聚集敬拜神，才称这里为教会。
It is because the people that believe in God gathered in this building, then it is called church.
那么国在这里并非指一个君王所统治的一个地区或者是一片领土。
And the kingdom, the nation, is not just a area that the king is in charge.
那是因为君王他现在住在这里，这里就成为他的国。
It is because the king lives in this place, then it's called his kingdom.
这里所讲到的神国已经来到，那并非是指神在地上的国已经完成了。
Here it tells us that the kingdom is has come. That is not telling us the kingdom is already completed.
它是指神开始在地上建立他的国度，等到耶稣基督第二次再来，他的国度才能全部的完成。
It tells us that God already started building His kingdom until Jesus Christ's second coming. This kingdom is all completed.
那么这里还告诉我们说，你们当悔改，信福音。
And He also tells us repent and believe the good news.
很明显，这是一条命令。
And this is the command.
它对应的前面说日期满了，神的国近了。
And it's the it compares with the sentence in the front that the time has come and the kingdom is near.
为什么耶稣基督要叫人来悔改？
Why Jesus asked people to repent?
一般来讲，君王通常是在非常危机的时刻才会出现。
And usually.The king appears when there's a danger.
而英文中的危机 crisis, 它是源于希腊文的 crisis.
And in English, the word crisis is coming from the word, the root word Christ.
那么这个希腊文的本意它是审判的。
And in Greek word, this word, the meaning of this word, the original meaning of this word is judgment.
那么现在君王弥赛亚已经出现了，那么也就是他预示着人类最危险的时刻就要来到。
And here the king, the Messiah already appeared. That means the crisis time has come.
那么什么叫悔改？
What is the repent?
悔改呢，在希腊语中呢，是一个就是指一个人因为思想的改变而导致他行为的改变。
In Greek word, the word repent indicates that people change because his mind has been changed, but that leads to his action change.
它包括一个理性的决定，还有一个有意的一个行为行动。
It includes a mindset change and also leading to action change.
那么悔改也就是说，它是指一个罪人因为思想的改变，有意去转离罪，并转向神，他的救主。
And repentance means a person that is, because his mind and heart is changed, that he started to believe God and do the right thing.
那么耶稣在这里是在告诉世人，我来是要拯救你们。
And Jesus here is telling the world that I came to save you.
你们只要认罪悔改，信我所说的一切话，并照这话上这话去行。
Everyone needs to repent and believe what I said and follow what I said.
就能成为神国的子民，罪得赦免，最后就能脱离最后的审判，不至于灭亡，反得永生。
And you will become a believer of me, and you will delivered from the eternal death.
那么耶稣基督来到世上传他的福音，其实是对所有世人的警告。
And Jesus Christ came to the world to proclaim his gospel is a warning to the people in the world. And his gospel is like a double-edged sword.
对信的人他是福音，因为他要从罪恶中把他们拯救出来，而且要赐给他们永生。
For the believers, this is a good news because he wants to deliver the sinners out of their sin and give them eternal life.
对不信的人他是一个灾难，因为他们必然会因他们罪恶受到审判，等待他们的将是永远的灭亡。
For the unbelievers, this is a disaster for them because they will be judged by God, and the time waits for them is eternal death.
下面我们来看，耶稣基督来到世上传这个开始事工之开始之后呢，第二件事他做的是什么？就是他呼召他首批的门徒。
And next, we want to see what Jesus did next is calling his first disciples.
我把这些段经文我读一下，大家去听。耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和故宫留在船上，跟从耶稣去了。
As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in the boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them.And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired man and followed him.
那么这里告诉我们，耶稣基督在招首批门徒的时候的地点。
And here it tells us the place where Jesus called his first disciples.
他这里说是在加利利海边。
And it tells us it's beside the Sea of Galilee.
那这里说的是加利利海，其实这里说的是海，其实它是一个内陆湖。
And here it calls Galilee a sea, but it actually is a inner lake.
那么加利利海呢，它是一个长13英里，最宽处7英里的一个内陆湖。
And it's a lake that has 13 in length and 7 in width.
那么它是低于海平面700英尺。
And it's under the sea level 700 feet.
那么约旦河呢，从它的北边流入，从它的南边流出。
And the Jordan River enters it from the north and comes out from the south.
那么这里的水产非常丰富，许多人在这里就以打鱼为生。
And here it has a lot of fish and many people doing the fish business.
那么这里也告诉我们说，耶稣在海边走，他首先看见西门 和安德烈这双人。
And here it tells us that Jesus walked beside the sea, and he saw Simon and his brother Andrew.
他们正在那里撒网。
And they are casting their nets.
那么他随后又看见雅各和约翰弟兄两人。
And later on he saw, James and his brother John.
他们俩正在船上捕网。
And they were, mending their nets on the, boat.
那么这里特别补充说他们是西比泰的儿子。
And here also tells us they are the sons of Zebedee.
这里的目的它是为了让我们好识别福音书里面有几个地方还有其他几个人也有这样的同名的人。
Here is trying to help us to separate them because there's a same name, John and, James in other places.
比方说这是约翰他也叫约翰那么耶稣有个弟弟也叫雅各。
For example, the John the Baptist also called John, and Jesus' brother also called James.
那么这四个人他们都是渔夫，以打鱼为生。
And these four people, they are all fishermen, and they live for by fishing.
那我们中间也有很多的弟兄会钓鱼。
And among us, there's brothers also fish.
那会钓鱼，你一定要会甩竿，还有会收竿。
And if you want to catch the fish, you need to learn how to throw the, your fishing pole and, catch the fish.
但是即便你会甩竿或者收竿，你不一定会撒网和收网。
Even though you know how to use the fishing rod, doesn't mean you can, you know how to throw a net to catch the fish.
因为这里的所谓的网，它是一个圆形的，半径大约是15英尺。
And here is the net is about a net that is 15 feet in radius.
它的边缘呢是有好多的重物能够使往下沉。
Around the side of the net, there's something that heavier can make the net stay down.
那么会打网的渔夫呢，他能把网甩出去呢，能够平铺在这个海面上。
And the fishermen who experience in fishing with the net, they can throw the net and the net will spread over the lake catching more fish.
然后这个网呢靠重物沉到水底。
And because of the lead that the heaviness of around the net, the net can stay down in the water.
那么鱼呢就被这个网盖住。
And the fish will be covered, under the net.
有一根绳子系在这个网的中心。
And there's a rope tied to the center of the net.
而这个会收网的渔夫呢，他会在合适的时机和方向，他会拉这根绳子，让这个鳖鱼合并起来。
And the experienced fishermen, they will know the time when to pull the rope and take the net in.
这样他就会联网带鱼，能够把它拉到岸上。
And they will pull the net with the rope with the fish in there.
所以打鱼可能比钓鱼更难。
And the fishing with the net is much harder than fishing with the fishing pole.
这里也告诉我们，这四位耶稣的门徒呢，他们并非不学无术，而他们是有力在身的。
And here is tells us that these four fishermen, they're not just wandering around playing, they're living by catching fish.
那么这里也告诉我们，耶稣呼召这四位门徒的时候，他们的反应。
And here also tells us the reaction when Jesus calls them.
那么耶稣只是对西门和安德烈说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
Here Jesus only tells Simon and his brother Andrew, "Come, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men."
虽然这位就没有说耶稣呼召雅各和约翰是说了些什么。
Here it didn't tell us that what John and James said at that time.
但是我们却知道，他和这个西门跟这个安德烈一样，听着耶稣的呼召，马上反应就是立刻舍弃一切，跟从了耶稣。
But here we know that when Simon and Andrew heard Jesus calling, they put down their business and followed Jesus immediately.
那么当其实在当时呢，犹太的拉比他们也有门徒。
And at that time, the rabbi in for the Jews, they also have disciples.
但他们得到门徒的方式跟耶稣是完全不一样的。
But the way they're calling their disciples is different from Jesus doing.
拉比是筛选门徒。
The rabbi, they kind of collectively chosen their disciples.
那么许多愿意跟拉比做门徒的人，他先要报名，然后参加考试。
And those who want to become the disciples, they need to register and pass certain tests.
那么拉比呢，按考试的成绩来选他自己喜悦的门徒。
And according to the test results, the rabbi will select those who he likes.
而耶稣呢，他是呼召门徒。他不看他们的背景，不看他们的能力，他自己出去随意来选到门徒。
But when Jesus is calling his disciples, he's not looking at the background or the skills. He just calling them according to his own will.
那么耶稣的门徒和拉比的门徒，他们受教的内容也有一些不同。
And there's also a difference between Jesus' disciple and the rabbi's disciple. The things they are learning is different.
那么拉比是指导他的门徒学习律法礼仪。
The rabbi teaches his disciples to learn the laws and the ceremony rules.
那么耶稣呢，是让他的门徒学他的样子。
But Jesus is teaching his disciples to follow his example.
这也就是为什么拉比的门徒可能会成为律法师，而耶稣的门徒只能成为基督徒。
And this is why the disciples of the rabbi could become a scribe and the lawmaker, but Jesus' disciples is the one that follows him.
这是因为耶稣的门徒不像拉比的门徒，他们是跟随说教礼仪伦理的一些规范还有律法的条文。
Because Jesus' disciples not like the rabbi's disciples follow the words and the rules and the laws.
而耶稣的门徒了，他们是跟随的是有形有体的耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ's disciples following following him because he is a living example.
这里耶稣也告诉他们，他们将来会得人如得鱼一样。
And here also tells us that the disciples will be a fishers of men.
他是在说，你们现在是渔夫，撒网打鱼，将来你们要去传福音，把罪人带向基督。
It is telling us that now you are fishers of fish, but later on you will be fishers of men and proclaim God's word and telling the gospel to others.
那么在这里我们也看到，当西门和安德烈、雅各和约翰听到耶稣的呼召时，他们没有迟疑，毫不犹豫。
And here we can see that Simon, Andrew and Peter, John and James, when they heard Jesus calling, they didn't hesitate. They just followed him right away.
他们立刻就放下手中的工作，丢下他们所有船、王，甚至是家人，立刻就去跟随了耶稣。
They laid down all their work in their hand and they departed from their family and followed Jesus.
这里呢，这里在首先告诉我们，耶稣的呼召是有权柄的，是有能力的，是人无法抵抗的。
Here tells us that Jesus' calling is authoritative and he has the power and has the authority.
他的呼召本身就是福音。
And his calling itself is good news.
那么每个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，你可以回想一下。
And every believer that is saving believers, you can recall this.
不管你听到福音多长时间以后，你才接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，还是成为你生命的主。
No matter when you first time heard the gospel and how long does it take you to believe.
但是当你接受的那一刻，你是毫不犹豫的。
But at the time you truly believed that you never hesitate.
因为有一种无法抵抗的力量在驱动你。
Because you felt there's an irresistible power that pushed you.
你不再说，我再等等吧， 让我和我的丈夫商量一下，和我的妻子商量一下，和我的父母商量一下。
You will not say that I shall wait and discuss with my husband, my parents, and maybe others.
而你是立刻接受，毫不犹豫。
And you will accept, receive it, and without doubt. Why?
是你比别人聪明吗？
Is that because you are smarter than others?
是你易于冲动吗？
Because you are more like impulsive?
是你比别人的意志更坚强吗？
Because your mind is stronger than others?
都不是。
It's not.
因为你听了福音，能信基督，全是神的恩典和神的大能，没有你自己一点的功劳。
Because when you hear the gospel and believe the gospel, it's all because of God's power, not because of you.
有罗马书第一章十六节告诉我们，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，是要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Because in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says,I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentile.
所以要真正跟随耶稣，第二节他在告诉我们，要成为他的门徒，必然要付上代价。
And to become a truly follower, disciples of Jesus, that tells us that we need to follow him.
那么我们先看西门和安德烈。
Now let's take a look at the John and James.
当耶稣呼召他们时，他们正在撒网。
When Jesus is calling them, they were throwing their net.
按照我们正常人的想法，我们说我已经费了这么大的劲，把网已经撒下去了，不管怎么样，先要把这网鱼打上来说吧。
According to the human thinking, we will think that I already throw the net with my efforts.Maybe I should wait until I catch all the fish, then I will follow him.
不管能打多少鱼，我的网还在吧，我自己不用了，或许我还可以给别人，或者可以卖给别人。
No matter how much fish I can get, but my net is still here. I can give it to others to use.
然而，西门和安德烈就是丢下撒下的网，立刻就跟着耶稣走了。
But Simon and his brother Andrew, they laid down their nets and followed Jesus right away.
我们再来看看基比泰的两个儿子雅各和约翰。
Let us take a look at James and John, the son of Zebedee.
当他们听到耶稣的呼召时，他们正在捕网。
When they heard Jesus calling, they were repairing their nets.
也就是他们正在为撒网做一些预备的工作。
And doing some preparing work before they throw the net.
而且他的父亲和雇工也在这里和他们在一起。
And his father and the hired man also were with them.
这里我们看到雅各和约翰的家庭可能是很富有的。
Here we probably know that James and John's family probably is rich.
他们有很多的家业，还有雇工。
They have some, they have a lot of prosperity and also they have hired men.
当他们听到耶稣的呼召时，他们没有彼此商量，是不是该把网补好，是不是该去跟父亲商量一下。
When they heard Jesus calling, they didn't finish their mending the net and trying to discuss the matter with his father.
而是立刻舍弃所有的一切，去跟从耶稣。
But right away, without delay, they left everything and their father and followed Jesus.
所以这里他们舍弃的不只是一张网、一只船。
Here they are not just laid down their net and boat.
他们也在舍弃了本属于他们的家业，还有他们的家庭。
They also gave away their family and their prosperity.
所有的这一切东西都不能拦住他们跟随耶稣。
None of those earthly things can prevent them from following Jesus.
这是马可福音第八章第三十四节后半部分跟36节告诉我们，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必要丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
just like it is described in the book of Mark, chapter 8. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
我们今天一起看到了主耶稣基督是怎么样开始他在地上的事工。
Today we looked together that how Jesus started the beginning of his ministry in this world.
他首先是出去传福音，让人悔改，信福音。
First, he go out and proclaiming the gospel to ask people to believe.
随后呼召了他首批的门徒，西门，也就是后来成为使徒的彼得，还有安德烈、雅各，还有约翰。
And then he called his first disciples, Peter and Simon and John and James.
那么从耶稣所传的信息，还有呼召门徒的方式，以及门徒的反应，我们知道。
From the good news that Jesus proclaimed and the way he called his disciples, we can conclude this.
那么耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is Jesus is the Son of God.
是弥赛亚，是那位受膏者、大能者，是道成肉身的神。
He is the Anointed One. He is the Almighty One. He is the Mighty God.
他传福音给世人，也让信他的人，也就是我们这些基督徒，传福音给那些还没有信的人。
He proclaims the gospel of God to people. Also set an example. We should proclaim gospel to others too.
其实他更强调是让信他的人跟随他，效法他的行事为人。
And he even emphasizes the people that followed him, believe him, following him as his disciples and imitate him.
真正的成为他的门徒，在这个被虐、罪恶、污秽的时代，做光、做盐，做他美好的见证。
And become truly his disciples, and in this wicked world, we can be the salt, light of the world.
那我们要想成为真正的耶稣的门徒，不但要传福音给别人，更要常常传福音给我们自己。
And as being true disciples of Jesus, we're not just proclaiming the gospel to others, we also need to constantly proclaim the gospel to ourselves.
因为我们只有常常传福音给我们自己，我们才能看到我们自己的罪。
Because as we often proclaim the gospel to ourselves, we can see clearly our own sin.
而不至于总是看到别人的罪，自我为义。
And not just look at others' sin and become a self-righteousness.
我们的生命呢，才会真正有长进。
And our life can truly grow.
更像那位。是在十字架上为我们所创始成终的耶稣基督。
And become more like Jesus that died on the cross.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，把你的话告诉我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you gave us your words.
主，就求主你赐我们一颗明白受教的心。
And the Lord, please grant us understanding heart and obedient heart.
主能够让我们靠着你圣经中所告诉我们的，让我们真的是成为主你的门徒。
And help us to become a true disciple, just like you said in your words.
让我们行事为人像我们的主耶稣。
So that all our life will demonstrate we are your disciples.
也求主你更提醒我们，常常要向我们自己传福音。
And the Lord, please remind us constantly that we will proclaim the gospel to ourselves.
因为我们知道我们自己的软弱。
Because we know we are weak.
不要让我们就看到别人的罪，自以为意。
Help us not only see others' sin and become a self-righteous kind of person.
让我们常常看别人比自己强。
Help us to always see others better than us.
让我们常常来到你的面前，求主你圣灵的光照。
So we can come to you often, ask your light to shine upon us.
让我们每日能够过一个成圣的、得胜的生活。
So that every day's life will become victorious.
谢谢主。
thank the Lord.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.